Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Glad to be coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked into the show in every corner of the country, every corner of North America, every corner of the world that you're on. We got service members listening on the other side of the planet. Much love to y'all. You're missing sports over here. Not really, because you can still see it and watch it like everybody else. Anyway, I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You miss a minute of the show, you can always tune in on the free Odyssey app and you can hit rewind. We're being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. Thank you to everybody also listening on your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. We have had a busy night. Started off talking about the choke job by the Sixers. We talked about Doc Rivers probably taking the blame. We had a discussion about Monty Williams. They fired him right out of the gate. Like the game was over, Matt Ishbia from the Phoenix Suns was just like, all right, we don't need him anymore. Matt Ishbia, I guess he didn't watch the game. Not his fault. Kevin Durant and Devin Booker were playing 2-on-5 until they ran out of gas. We've talked about Ja Morant. I think he should be gone away from the NBA for an entire season. Todd Bowles, Jalen Hurts, they got degrees. Todd Bowles, at 59 years old, went back to school and got a bachelor's in youth and community development from Mount St. Mary's in Maryland. And then you got Jalen Hurts, already with his bachelor's in human relations. His bachelor's is in communication and information sciences at Alabama. He did that in 3 years. He just got his master's in human relations from the University of Oklahoma. And so nothing's stopping him. He got a $255 million contract extension. And Jalen Hurts said, I want my master's degree. Good on him. Good on anybody going out there achieving their dreams. And shout outs to everybody graduating. Just if you've graduated, you're getting ready to graduate in May and June, good for you. Matt Ryan is graduating from the football field to the studio. Matt Ryan is going to be doing work with CBS as an analyst. He says he's not retired. I think the NFL has pretty much made that decision for him. We've talked about the Oakland Athletics and their soon-to-be next few year relocation to Las Vegas. They've come to an agreement to purchase land on the site of the Tropicana Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. And then as we continue on with the show, as I'm here with you for one more hour, at this time tomorrow night, we're going to know who won game one between the Lakers and the Nuggets. We are also going to know who is going to draft Victor Wembanyama. This is the 7'5". I don't even know what to call him. LeBron James called him an alien. The NBA draft lottery is going to take place tomorrow. We'll know the order for the entire draft. We will find out who is selecting number one overall. But if you're not familiar with Wembanyama, Rudy Gobert is about 7'1", 7'2". Victor Wembanyama has been said to have grown to 7'5". Imagine Kevin Durant stretching him out to 7'5". The way that Kevin Durant at 6'11", 7 feet, moves like a shooting guard. Imagine taking Kevin Durant and then giving him the defensive ability of Anthony Davis / Giannis, and then you got Victor Wembanyama. And speaking of Giannis, it was only a few months ago that Giannis decided to describe Victor Wembanyama. Listen to this.
The way he can shoot the ball, the way he can move, he's extremely fast for his size, can block shot, can be a threat in the offensive end. He's unbelievable, you know, and I believe it's no matter time for him to, you know, be in the league. And for him, the key is to just keep getting better, keep staying humble and stay healthy. You know, a body like that with a skill set like that, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to keep improving, keep enjoying the game as much as he can. And I think he's going to be, you know, he has the chance to be one of the best, not in his age or not in Europe, one of the best to ever play this game. Like, we have never seen something like that before.
This guy makes no sense. Let's just put it that way. He makes no sense. Think about this. This is how much the game has changed and grown. Could you imagine Georgi Morrison moving like, I don't know, Allen Iverson? And Manute Bol was able to move a little bit. But could you imagine Manute Bol moving around like, I don't know, Vince Carter? Victor Wembanyama looks like he has come out of a video game. He is only 19 years old. He has been playing professionally for the past, I don't know, like 4 years. He was found and helped develop by Tony Parker. Victor Wembanyama is going to be a problem. His parents were athletes, and he has siblings that are athletes playing basketball as well. 7'5". They have said this man has grown. The NBA has promoted his games from France. And tomorrow night, we'll find out where he goes. The Detroit Pistons, the Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs. They all have a 14% chance at winning the lottery. Charlotte is right below them, 12.5. Portland, 10.5. You never know. The NBA has obviously spread out the odds from the top three teams to try to deter tanking. And who knows? Maybe the Detroit Pistons hit the jackpot tomorrow. I will laugh if the San Antonio Spurs get the first pick. Greg Popovich will coach this young man for a year, and then he will retire. And he'll run to be president again. He'll stay at president. Victor Wembanyama, we will find out where he goes. I hope he holds up his body. And I've asked plenty of people. I say, what do you think about Victor Wembanyama? It's going to take years. He's going to have to fill out. They're going to push him around. Let's see. He's a freak of nature. LeBron says he is an alien. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's just Anthony Davis and Durant as one player, and you stretch them out to 7'5". That sounds like a monster from Space Jam. Hey, Shep, doesn't that sound impossible? 7'5"? Moving around like this? Like a guard? Like a small guard? Who does that?
Yeah, there is no template for this. There's never been anything like this in NBA history. Obviously, you mentioned Kevin Durant and Giannis, the way those guys move, but they're not even 7 feet. Giannis is obviously 6'11". KD's about 6'10.5". Yeah.
Nah, Kevin Durant bigger than that, bro.
Kevin Durant's bigger than 6'10.5"?
That man's pushing seven, yes.
So what does he have, the Kevin Garnett syndrome, where he doesn't want to be a seven-footer? Is that what that is? Because I don't know why he would list himself as 6'10", then.
He's talked about that.
Got it.
He has not wanted to be labeled as a
seven-footer.
He didn't want to be put at the center, dating back to even younger.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I mean, if I couldn't win a championship without Steph Curry, I'd want to have a built-in excuse as well. But Jair, to your point about Victor Wembanyama, like, there has never been anything like this guy. I just feel bad for him because where he's going to end up, it's going to be basically Siberia.
Well, that's why. I mean, the worst teams get the number one pick. That's how it goes. He's supposed to come in and change it.
Right. No, I understand that. But the reality is, like, it's not like there's a situation where there's a team out there. And there's so many lack of veterans and really guys that are men and adults. And so he's going to go to a culture that's just going to be a proponent of losing all over again. And it's not going to be good for the NBA. This is a bigger topic at hand, JR, but there's not enough adults in these locker rooms anymore.
Yes, that is true. But I think that's overstated when it comes down to development. I think when you look at someone like Victor Wembanyama, who has been cultivated and grown for this moment and opportunity, I think the transition, and sure, the transition is going to be a part of it. Going from France, where you're already a professional, coming to the United States to play in, I don't know, San Antonio, Charlotte, Detroit. I'm sure these are cities the guy's never even been to. But it's still an insulated space, insulated world. I think there's enough of a community in basketball, which is tight-knit. Man, you're always on a run. You're always on a move. If he's going to live up to his talent and his physical attributes, then he will get better, and the team that he goes to will go along with it. It's going to be a hard-knock life when you're getting pushed around and when you're losing. It's a part of the process. And so I don't think that's all that new in the league. And I think thinking of his support from his family to the pros, you think about having Tony Parker, he seems to be insulated in the space where he is as ready as you can be for this. And it would be pretty cool tomorrow night to find out where he's going to go, because you're going to have some very excited NBA fans. I don't care what city it is. Victor Wembanyama can go to Orlando. They have a 9% chance. He can go to Utah. They have a 4% chance. He can go to Charlotte. He's going to change things. There's going to be a massive curiosity. This is not some come see the freak show at 7'7", 7'6", 7'5". This is a dude 7'5" who moves like a guard. I thought Kevin Durant was an anomaly for how he moved. I would hope that he doesn't have the Porzingis effect. That here you have a man, 7'3", who is so big, you put so much pressure on your feet, your joints, your jump, your land, you're straight up and down, you don't have the mass to always absorb it. It makes me cringe, because he looks like a slender man running around out there. If you breathe on him the wrong way, he's going to break. And so there's always going to be a concern. It's not a lie. The NBA is no different. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. The bigger these dudes are, the more susceptible you are to having knee issues and issues with your feet. And we ain't seen no dude at 7'5 move like him. Is he going to play 82 games? Hell no. No, he's not. Can they hope that he can do 60 a year? I mean, let's certainly hope so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, even, and we didn't get a chance to see him play because he was hurt. Chet Holmgren, what, 7'1"? He needs a sandwich. Got busted up in a summer league game out in Seattle. You never know. You never know. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Paul. Paul is not there from Rhode Island. Tony's calling from Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Tony is not there from Washington. Shaka's here from Atlanta. What's up, Shaka?
Hey, JR, I'm here, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Two things, man. You're right about Matt Ryan. We've talked about Matt Ryan a lot in the past, but he went out bad, man. I didn't like it, but that was ugly. And he's gonna be remembered for that. He should be in the Hall, but he's not going to get there because of what people remember him for.
I don't think so, because it's not so much about the public opinion from here in Atlanta or Georgia. It's about the opinion of the football writers in the community. And I think outside of the city, I think there's more of a recognition of what he's done. I would not be surprised if he didn't get in. I also wouldn't be shocked if he did go. I mean, he did everything, and sure, it's a big thing to do. He's done everything except for just win a Super Bowl, and he was damn close. Yeah. Maybe the choke job will keep him out.
Yeah, could be. The other thing, you know, Ja Morant, I'm tired. I don't like people blaming his dad or his friend. Like, blame Ja Morant. This little idiot picked up the gun on his own, you know? After everything that everybody's done for him or expressed to him, Ja Morant is going. He may be. He may fumble the biggest bag in the history of sports with his foolishness. And yes, he's young, but enough is enough. Okay, this dude fumbled the bag, and he should know by now. He shouldn't be anywhere near a gun, but he is, and he's picking it up himself. So I blame this young idiot, Ja Morant.
Okay. Thank you, Shaka, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, he's making dumb decisions. But there, whatever issues he has, he doesn't need to be playing with a basketball. He needs to get his life together. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Reggie, calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Reggie?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, Webanyahu, I do not believe. Victor Webanyahu.
Wait. We're gonna have to get used to his name. He gonna be here for a minute.
Okay.
Victor Wembanyama.
Okay. Wembanyama.
There we go.
Thank you.
You got
okay.
It.
But I believe the prototype was Ralph Sampson. I think Ralph Sampson is his predecessor. I think Ralph Sampson is a great example of Webanyama skill set. Sampson was not allowed to do what he was like. Did they want to mold people into a prototype back in his day? So we really didn't get this opportunity to see what Ralph Sampson can really do. I saw this guy 7'4" go coast to coast, dribble coast to coast. He looked like a guard and finished with a slam dunk. I said, anybody with that skill set, why are you trying to mold him and shape him into what you would consider to be a prototype center and still allowing the man to be who he really is?
That's what it was in the 80s. I mean, if you were 7'4", you was playing down low. Look how long it took for us to get to this point. That's 40-plus years almost, just about.
Right. Okay. But my point is like he's not new. We've seen the prototype before. The only difference is
it is new
the
because
NBA has broadened its mindset.
Well, when you are
players to excel with the attack.
But hold
that they
on,
have.
Reggie. Damn. When you are allowed to do something, it is new. Because he wasn't you said you saw him go coast to coast like a guard. How many people saw him do that? I already have hours of footage of Victor Wembanyama doing that and it being embraced. So it's not so much about what you're allowed or not allowed to do. This is what it is. This is not the hypothetical. And so when he comes in, anybody anywhere close to his size, it would have been very simple. Hey, go eat, go play down low, and that's your job. Block shots, and if you can knock down an elbow jumper, then God bless you. We want you here. But the league has advanced and changed. And so we will see, now that the entire game is different, how is he going to hold up? Victor Wembanyama, if he's even in the post, will be on a putback, will be in transition. I am sure whatever team tries to bring him in will try their best to have him fluid and in motion and eliminate as much stress on his body as they can possibly do. I think.
Okay, can I ask you this?
You certainly can.
Do you think that San Antonio gets him? Do you think Popovich will try to mold him into the type of center that he wants him to be, or do you feel like that he will allow him to be Victor Wembanyama?
Reggie, come on now. And I'm trying my best not to be sarcastic.
Okay.
But I am. No, Greg Popovich is going to get Victor Wembanyama, and he's going to try to turn him into Shaquille O'Neal. Reggie had no words. He had no idea what to say. Of course, Greg Popovich, if he gets him, is going to try to work with him and develop him, because Greg Popovich was not born yesterday. Like, if Greg Popovich is going to get Victor Wembanyama and say, hey, man, I'm going to get you in the post, back to the basket. I'm going to need you to develop a post game. Yeah, he can shoot over everybody. But, yeah, Greg Popovich is going to say, hey, Joel Embiid is guarding you. Go down low and try to post him up. Five dribbles, turn around over your shoulder, baseline. Come on now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, he's going to take on Jokic, and it's going to be a fun thing to watch. I venture to call it an experiment, but it is. 7'5"? Victor Wembanyama is going to be something to watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls. And then, speaking of something to watch, you have to wait until October to see Victor Wembanyama in the NBA. Tuesday night, we got the Lakers. We got the Nuggets. I'm going to give you my prediction on the other side. CBS Sports Radio, don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first time caller. Love your show. You have a very, very good common sense and analytical way to how you put your stuff out there. Appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Somebody go to Taiwan and take away Dwight Howard's phone. Dwight Howard, about an hour ago, tweeted out, hey, Ja, you're going to get it right. I'm still with you if no one else is. You could come out here to Taiwan, if anything, just leave it at home. I guess easy for Dwight Howard to make jokes and stuff on the other side of the planet. Huh. Good for him. It seems like, I guess he's enjoying life in Taiwan. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. He also tweeted earlier today, a few hours ago, about an hour ago, Dwight Howard, this year's playoffs bring back memories. I guess he's watching the Los Angeles Lakers and remembering the team that he was on. And it's crazy. Dwight Howard could probably still play. I believe he could still play in the NBA. You know, pop up, grab some rebounds, do some defense, play some defense. Maybe an alley-oop here or there. Not necessary for all of the younger talent that you could have. So that's why he is in Taiwan. And so he's going to have to watch the Lakers and the Nuggets, just like all of us. And I think I made this clear on Friday. And if I didn't, I'll say it again. I think we got a 6 or 7 game series taking place between the Lakers and the Nuggets, and I'm looking forward to it. Here's the deal. I think the Lakers have a a deeper roster. I think just from a top level, looking at LeBron James and then even Anthony Davis, they have more experience. And Nikola Jokic, if I have to look at the two best players on each team, between Jokic and Murray and LeBron and Davis, yeah, the Nuggets can absolutely dominate. And Anthony Davis, you can go kind of game to game on him. You don't know if he's going to show up. You don't know if he'll make it through the game healthy. But I think all things considered, the Lakers have a stronger roster. I think between Aaron Gordon and also looking at Michael Porter Jr., somebody else is going to have to be consistent. Because I think the Lakers have enough dudes who can kind of go off. I'm expecting a game where D'Angelo Russell has 5 points. I'm expecting another one where he goes for 20-plus. You know, Austin Reeves will be similar. He'll be the same. And maybe it'll be more difficult because they're going to start this series on the road. Nuggets have home court. But I think the Lakers will pull this out. I'm expecting Denver to win, maybe take the first home game. I don't know if I trust the entire roster or their depth for the Nuggets. Jokic and Murray are just going to have to be phenomenal. Speaking of the Lakers and the Nuggets, Anthony Davis, after the victory that got them here, knocking off the defending champion Warriors, Anthony Davis said, "I'm looking forward to Denver." Listen to this.
The biggest thing for us was obviously having Dwight kind of disrupt Jokic a little bit. You know, he's obviously one of the two guys that kind of get them going, him and Jamal Murray. And actually, it's funny that me and Bron talked about it earlier, about going back, watching that series and kind of see what we did to kind of figure out how we can best match up and get victories over them.
Yeah, I don't know. Bring back Dwight from Taiwan. This is what LeBron James had to say about taking on the Nuggets.
I mean, they're a better team. You know, obviously, they have more experience. You know, every game, every postseason, every, you know, matchup allows you to continue to grow as a franchise, as a team, and they've done that. We come in with the utmost respect for this team that we're challenged against and playing against. So, look forward to the matchup.
Okay. You know, Nikola Jokic, runner-up for MVP to Joel Embiid, who just fell apart in that game on Sunday. He stunk. Jokic has been getting slapped around enough. Oh, man, he's stat padding. Oh, we can't have him 3 times in a row. This man is dropping like he has 40 points. He has 50 points. He has triple-doubles all over the place in the playoffs. LeBron James talked about what sets him apart from everybody else.
His energy. His energy is second to none. He plays at a high level every single game. His availability. He's always in uniform. And that's what separates him from a lot of guys in our league. He pretty much plays every game. And he's very experienced. So we know what we're going against when it comes to him. And he plays the game the right way.
LeBron James, he's just saying stuff. He's like, man, get out of my face. Yeah, Jokic does play a lot. He has played a lot of games since he's come into the league back in 2015. This past season, he played the least amount of games so far, and they pretty much babied him and sat him out to kind of close out the season, only playing 69 games. Quite ironic for Jokic to be out there as often as he is. Because when he started, he was just fat, man. Did you see that? He's just fat. Even now today, he's not going to win, you know, a bodybuilding contest, but he's a basketball player. I know that sounds very simple to say.
Sounds harsh.
He's skilled. What sounds harsh?
I don't know if he was fat, just not in tip-top shape for being a professional elite NBA athlete.
Bruh, that ain't harsh. That's called reality. He was fat. For a NBA basketball player, he was fat.
What was he, Oliver Miller?
He was fat. No, Oliver Miller was fat. He was definitely fat. There's different levels of fat here. Okay? Nikola Jokic was not in shape. The man was fat, bruh.
What?
He was fat. What part am I not saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm like, but not everyone.
I didn't call him Oliver Miller. I didn't call him Humpty Dumpty. I didn't call him Shaquille O'Neal at his fattest, who also at one point of his career was fat. Nikola Jokic was fat.
I mean, I understand, but not everyone is going to be Dwight Howard spending 5 hours in the gym and no hours on the court working on his post game.
I didn't say that, right. That Nikola Jokic was not ripped. Not everybody is running around built like Dwight Howard.
Gotcha.
Not everybody has muscles popping out everywhere.
I just found it ironic that you did admit the fact that so many people, including some guy that works for ESPN, you know who I'm referring to, JR, believes that he's winning MVP votes because of some silly reason, and there is the stat padding reputation that he has had to really knock off, and you're 100% right, and then you call him fat.
Because he was fat. He got in shape. He was fat. My eyes did not deceive me. I'm not saying anything that he has not admitted. I didn't talk about, he's been very clear about his food and his diet habits now he trained, and there's a reason why. Because he was fat. And if he wasn't fat, then he would have stayed at the same damn shape he was in, and he wouldn't be where he is today. That ain't harsh, that's reality. Because he fell on the scale, he wasn't on Oliver Miller level, so what, everybody 3 pounds lighter than him wasn't fat? The guy was fat. I don't know where the debate or where there was anything harsh about it.
Like, people said the same thing about Kevin Love. Kevin Love was never fat. Kevin Love just wasn't
Kevin
in the kind
Love
of shape.
Kevin Love was out of shape.
That's and there's a big disparity. That's all I'm saying.
He
from
was
being out of shape
fat,
being bro. Fat.
No. Look, there's ugly people in the world, right?
Ooh,
okay,
man, that's harsh.
I can look at people. You can be on an ugly scale from you can be on a 6 to 10 on the ugly scale. You still ugly. Okay, so just because Nikola Jokic didn't fall into the realms of Oliver Miller doesn't mean he wasn't fat. And that ain't harsh. It's facts. It's reality. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we did have some good news today besides the Sixers getting embarrassed and everything going on with Ja Morant. I told you about Todd Bowles getting his bachelor's degree. I told you about Jalen Hurts getting his master's. How about this? This is worth noting as well. Russell Westbrook is got a cover feature on Forbes. And Russell Westbrook, it pretty much details about how everything that he's doing business-wise, well, he's set up to succeed business-wise when his basketball career is over. 15 NBA seasons, which is difficult to already believe. It's $336 million in salary. That's before the taxes and the agent fees. And then another $200 million in endorsements. Russell Westbrook shared this on Instagram. The article is out. You can also go ahead and read it on Forbes. From inner city LA to Forbes cover, this is a full circle moment for me. I hope to inspire those building something bigger than themselves. Don't let anyone define you. Believe in yourself and forge your own path. We're on the way. Okay, that's Russell Westbrook. Yeah, despite what you think about the guy as a basketball player, all things considered, good man, family man, does a lot outside in the community. Just his relationship with the media and his shot selection is maddening. But outside of that unfortunately, his basketball takes precedent over everything else. Let's get to some of your calls before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. Let's hit these lines up. We got Alan. He's calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Yes, hi, JR. Oakland's move to Vegas. It's a travesty for the dedicated few fans that they have. I realize it, but John Fisher is completely justified in moving to Las Vegas. They're drawing 9,000 fans. They're the worst in the league in attendance this year, and it's not going to get any better. And the suites are leased on a per game basis, you know. And Las Vegas is it is the fastest growing city in the United States. Its population has tripled since 1990, and they had a dismal season last year. And it's just not going to get any better. And
But he pretty much bled them on the way out the door. And so to look at any of the stats or the numbers surrounding their current attendance, or to look at their payroll, or to look at how bad they are and they're not going to get any better, he bled them on the way out the door. He pretty much couldn't get what he wanted in regards to a stadium. He saw the opportunity in Vegas, and he's well within his right to take them elsewhere. And they probably are going to do a bang-up job in Vegas. They could have done a bang-up job in Oakland, but he decided to close up shop and leave and spit in the face of the fans on the way out. Don't tell me about how low their attendance is. People have seen that place, the Coliseum, packed out. They quit. He went for greener pastures, well within his right, but he basically cheated on his wife on the way out the door. 855-212-4CBS. Andrew's here from Cleveland.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio, Andrew. Please go
ahead. Hey, what's going on, man? Couple of quick fire things just so I can hang up and listen. I'm curious what you think as far as the Cavaliers go. I don't want to say we sold the farm to get Donovan Mitchell, but asset wise we don't have a whole lot left, and I'm curious what you think about the upcoming draft. Is there anybody out there that you would take, or is there a trade that could be made that would seriously help us on the wing? Do we just need to
I'm not so much concerned about the
young kids to.
Well, I got an answer for you, Andrew. I'm not so much concerned about what you traded for in bringing in Donovan Mitchell. It's not like
I'm not either.
Well, it's not like you traded for Rudy Gobert, and so I wouldn't be concerned there. I think experience is a great teacher. I think when you have Mobley and Allen, Allen definitely admitted after the season, after the series, that the lights were bright and that you're going to have to show up. And so I think they need to be tougher. It came out of their own mouths. I like the Cavs. I think they can be good. They need depth. They need a veteran, somebody with experience to consistently score. Caris LeVert, certainly someone used to being in the spotlight, but not that way. And I think they'll be better for it next year. Let's see what type of veterans they add. Let's see what type of muscle or any type of bigs that they can add. And I think that's it.
So
I don't
the
think
answer
there's a...
is the gym?
I'm sorry?
The answer is the gym. Okoro needs to work on his shots, and Mobley
well,
and Allen
young.
Need to
he,
put on
young.
A little muscle.
This is the part of having a young team. You go through the process of playing games, you get punched in the mouth, and you come back better. Take a look at the Sacramento Kings. It's a similar situation for what they have going out in California. You gum, you show up, you get punched in the mouth, you work in the offseason, you come back, and you take steps to get better. Look at the Denver Nuggets. They're trying to go to the finals. Look how many times they've been punched in the mouth. It's applicable the same way in other sports as well. We got Josh Allen here. Josh Allen, man, okay, yeah, we get it. We know you're good. MVP candidate, line them up, top five. Okay, well, now get over the hump as a team. Experience is a great teacher. Especially in sports, you got to feel it. You got to go through it. Hopefully, you can go over it. TJ calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, TJ?
How you doing, JR? My the best advice I could possibly give John Morant would be the fact that to listen to your podcast. I mean, I called a little while back and told you that my son's autistic, and these kids would give anything in the world to have the talent and the capability to be able to walk, let alone play the sport like he does. And yet he just takes it for granted and doesn't care what he does, when he does, or, you know, the role model that he is not setting for these kids.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
He needs to work on it before he even thinks about being anything to anybody. Before he even thinks about being anybody to anyone else, he needs to look in the mirror, because it doesn't seem like he values himself.
I agree with you 100%. And these individuals would give anything to be able to stand sometimes and, you know, not play basketball from a wheelchair or anything else. Not that they're not happy and excited to do so, but they would give anything to have the ability and be able to do it on a level that he's doing it on, let alone making the money that he is making.
Sure. Absolutely. I mentioned this earlier in the show as well. He got his own daughter, and look at how he's behaving. So to think that there would be another care for anyone outside of his own walls, he got somebody in his own house that he needs to worry about.
He has set the example for her, and he's not doing a very good job of it.
Yeah, it's reckless to no degree. Hey, TJ, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, boss. Yep, another free promo, Agents of Inclusion. Go ahead and check it out. Just wherever you get podcasts. So just go to Google, Agents of Inclusion. Make sure you listen. Make sure you follow and subscribe if you want more of me. Here, Rob is calling from D.C. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, what's going on with you, JR? Hope you had a nice trip to the NYC over the weekend, man.
I did. Thank you.
Ain't no problem at all. I just wanted to comment on Ja real quick. He's tripping, man. He's riding around with this little pistol, man, from Harlem Nights. There's a little small pistol. You must don't know that these guys is riding around with AR-15s and Dracos, man. He's doing something different, man. I don't know what he's doing, but I think he needs a history lesson. I don't think he needs to look in the mirror. I think he looks in the mirror every morning. He needs a history lesson from somebody like AI, who he wasn't even star-studded on his star status at the time when he had the brawl at the bowling alley. And, you know, he went to jail for that little amount of time that he did, and he was able to get a chance from John Thompson. You know what I'm saying? So he needs a history lesson on some things. And one more thing. I know my Wizards. You know, I'm a diehard Wizards fan.
Uh-oh.
I know we have a zero shot of getting the number one pick in the draft. I know it. But if we do,
hey, Rob, I got the show's over, man. Good luck to the Wizards, okay?
All right, thanks, JR.
They need to draft Jesus. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you so much to Shep. Thank you to everybody who locked in. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is up next. I'll be back tomorrow.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today. Get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.